Welcome back to Beauty, Business, and Mind podcast. This is Celeste, your host. Today, my voice is a little off. I've been sick. I am taking inhalers, all kinds of yucky stuff going on right now with my throat. And I really like thinking and about everything. I'm just like, you know what? I think it's because I'm kind of holding my voice back. And so I took a couple days off from the podcast. I love posting in real time. Today we have a full moon here. And most importantly than that, it's about the importance of pivoting. So if you are new here, if you don't know, so I used to be really known for blonding, like blonding, highlighting, super dark hair to blonde in one session. That was my jam. And after 2020, I have a mobile salon. So there's been a lot of pivoting, right? And then from the mobile salon, I went into just doing a lot of like hair repair. And then from that, I really went back into just color and only hair painting, balayaging. And now I'm really like stepping stronger into bridal, into like hairstyling on location for not just bridal, but also special events. And that's a lot of pivoting, a lot of changing. So based on that, in today's episode, I'm going to be really talking about, because I really want to help you. I want to be talking about the importance of pivoting and not seeing it as something scary, the importance of evolution and, you know, like having an evolution in your business, of going to something new, and the importance of being a leader in change is what today's episode is all about. How can you start seeing yourself truly as a leader instead of an employee of your business? And also like the importance of being able to pivot and change, because if there's one constant in this life is change. Change is going to be happening all around us. And so for some of us, it can be kind of scary, but I want to share with you some of the mind shifts that I did around the word of change, because I used to be terrified of it, how I'm able to pivot, not just my business and by my brand, also talking about the long game versus the short game. I really wanted to talk this episode, really bring you inside of my mind, heart, and business, because one of the biggest questions that I've been getting more lately is, how am I able to pivot so much? Like, how am I able to change it and go with the role? And I'm here to tell you that really is scary AF. I do not just go with the role. It has been like a learning process of life forcing me to change this past 3 years. And as my mobile salon's about to hit the 3-year mark, and my business has changed so much in ways I never imagined, I really wanted to take you behind the scenes today, the importance of changing, the importance of really having the long-term game. Even with this podcast, while it's easier than ever to have a podcast now, I've been podcasting since 2018. I do not monetize my podcast because at this moment, I am really doing it to help others. It also helps me to see how much I've grown. So it's also kind of like a verbal document, not just for myself, for my children later on in life, and they can have actually hear my voice and hear how my business and how my life evolved. And I also get to help you and others that listen to this podcast. So I really wanted to talk about the importance of the long game, how it can help you, how it has helped me, and to really give you ideas and hopefully that little jump of action so that you can go take that one action step to start evolving and start changing your life and your business, to no longer wait for the big accolades, to hit the 100,000 like bullshit that everybody says, to hit the having your own salon. You do not need to have everybody's journey. The importance of having your own journey. And with that, I'm going to get started. So let's start and tune in today. Change is always going to happen. So if I was a hairstylist probably 30 years ago, I would have a book to have my appointments, right? That's how I would do a booking system, through my book, to see what times would be available. But now I have a software system that I use and sends automatic reminders. And this is just one of the many examples of how things change. Right now, I'm noticing with the hairstyling, we're going back into the 2000s, like the early 2005s. Hairstyles are coming back, which is like, you know, the different type of updos, tighter updos, like kind of the clip-ins, you know, like all those styles that we wore for high school and for special events are all coming back. And I think it's hilarious because I'm like, it reminds me so much of my high school days. I just love it. But change is always happening, right? What was like romantic boho now starting to change to what is like the new trend and new style in hairstyling. So change is always part of our industry, and I just wanted you to welcome that. Like, think about in your own industry. So whether you're a hairstylist, a manicurist, an eyelash tech, a permanent makeup artist, you know, a makeup artist, whatever it is that you do, how has the trends changed from today from what they were last year? And there's probably some changes that you've noticed. So think about that. Change is part of your life. Maybe last year you used to love having just plain dark coffee, black coffee. This year you're more into teas. We're always changing and evolving. And the more that we can start really focusing on the beauty of change instead of being terrified and scared of what change may do to us or undo for us, the better that's going to be for you. So with that, I want to welcome you first. We're going to be talking about the business side, and then I'll go into how the life, my whole life changed once I started more emphasizing change. I wouldn't be an educator. I would have not worked for their brand. I would not have had my mobile salon. I would not have my licensed mobile salon. I wouldn't have renovated a trailer, 1967 trailer, into the mobile salon I have today. I would not have this podcast, which is a bilingual podcast. I would not be a Pinterest TV host. There's so many things. I wouldn't have done the style shoot I just did, which was like Jane Austen, which was my dream because I am obsessed with Pride and Prejudice. If you've never seen that movie, I did like a bridal photo shoot on that, and I invited other hairstylists, another hairstylist, and other makeup artist to come with me on that one. I wouldn't do all these different things. Okay, and I have another magazine publishing coming out soon. I wouldn't be doing all of this if I wasn't willing to change. And I want to share that with you because nobody fucking tells us that. Nobody tells me. Nobody told me that, hey, like I hear that we need to change, but nobody tells me that, hey, if you're willing to get uncomfortable and constantly, not just once, but constantly change and evolve, your business will grow and you will get new opportunities and you will evolve to a newer, higher version of yourself. What would happen if today you decided that you want a higher version of yourself in your business and you stop doing the things that you can no longer like stand or no longer are passionate about? Sometimes we're so scared because what are people going to think? Or our industry, people don't do that. Like in my industry, I mean, I don't see a whole bunch of people with mobile salons. I know there are some. I do hair color out of my mobile salon. Like it's a really old, like a real salon suite. Like I do balayages and folk. All my colors are all done out of that little mobile trailer. So it's not just hairstyling. It's not just makeup. I do a full thing on there. If I was stuck that I had to be like everybody else and have a salon suite or work out of my house or work out of a salon or own a salon and have a whole bunch of people with me, if I kept thinking about scaling and doing it as fast as I could, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So I want to welcome you, and I would love if you have a piece of paper or just, you know, hit pause after I ask you this question and write down what comes up for you naturally. Nobody's going to read it, so you can be as honest as you want to and use whatever language you want to. What can you no longer feel aligned to do? If I paid you an extra $100, it wouldn't matter because you no longer are aligned and no longer like doing that service. Write down what are those services that you can no longer stand that you want to get rid of. Okay, so if you did that, now I want you to write down what are the services that light you up? What is the service that makes you so happy that if you had a whole day booked up all that, you would be super excited, you would be super thrilled about? I want you to write that as well in your notebook or as well in your notes in your iPhone as you hit pause. And this is the part where change needs to happen. So I'm going to share a little bit of my story if you're willing to listen. I'm not sharing this to be a show off. I'm sharing this because I really fucking struggled hard. And I want to share that because you don't always need to struggle hard, okay? As I've learned to embrace change, change happens more easily, and I'm able to accept more abundance and more opportunities easier, okay? But it was a really hard lesson for me. So I really want to share this and open my heart up to you. The mobile salon happened because my daughter was in ICU. It was during the pandemic. We were the second shutdown in California. I lived in one of the worst counties where we were really hit hard with COVID and shutdowns. So I decided, I had just signed the lease in March. 2 weeks later, we were first shut down. I'm in the hospital in ICU, and I am praying to God at the time. You know, like, I believe in God at the time. My beliefs have changed since then, but I believe in God. But I do believe in the universe and energy and everything around me, and I know there's a higher power. I'm not sure if it's God, but I know there's a higher power. But anyways, I'm praying, and I'm like, you know what? If my daughter's okay and she heals, I promise I'm going to shut down my salon, and it's over. I'm going to shut it down, and I'm going to do something different. I'm going to do my mobile salon. Being in ICU as a mother, imagine somebody that you love in ICU. That's a serious thing. I was in there for 3 days. They treated me like crap. I didn't have a shower. Like, it was horrible, okay? And the reason for that is because the accident happened in the morning. So I literally ran out with some flimsy sweater from Goodwill that was in a bag next to my door, some chunk glass, like some flip flops, some Old Navy, a baggy ass like pants. And I just ran out. I didn't even brush my hair, teeth, nothing, because it would happen in the morning. And I didn't want to leave my daughter's sight, okay? And I was scared that they wouldn't let me back in. So I was just like with her the whole time. I wanted to make sure she was okay. So it was a very traumatic experience, and it took that much for me to be willing to change. And I want to share that with you, because sometimes we see people changing and evolving their brand, going through rebranding, and we're like, oh, that's so cool. Like, that's so easy for them. Like, no, it literally took like a life event for me to change. And I always had on my Pinterest board, I have a dream Pinterest board, and I invite you, not just because I use Pinterest, but because it's so important to have your dreams there, because it's really interesting what your dreams come true. So I had there like a little like trailer, and I always knew, I'm like, I'm going to have one day, and I'm going to do mobile services, and it's going to be out of there, and it's going to be my own space. I wanted to own my own space, and I wanted to have a special space to share with others. And so after that, that's when I started my whole renovation system, okay? And I got my salon, I got it all up and running and everything. And I'm going to share with you behind the scenes. I think I've shared it before on the podcast, but it's been a while. I got a lot of hate from other hairstylists and beauty professionals with that mobile salon that I was not expecting. I want to share that with you because I was giving free master classes, like free Zoom classes, webinars on how to start your mobile salon, things to think about, buying them and all this stuff. And people were getting mad at me because I was not sharing every single little detail. And I wasn't finding out whether what bank could like loan you money when I told people I paid for my unit cash. And so all this stuff started happening. I had people report me to state board. It was disgusting, all the shit that I went through. And I almost quit. I literally almost quit my mobile salon journey because of that. But the universe works in mysterious ways. And I got hit with COVID. And I had this weird side effect where I couldn't open my left hand. So I lost function of my left hand. And it took that much to stop doing blonding services. Prior to this, I did want to stop doing blonding. I used to do highlight transformations for 7 or 8 hours. And that was taking a toll on my body. Okay. I have like a low immune system. So it's even harder on me than most a normal person who's healthy. I am healthy, but like not in the same way as everybody else. So once I got hit with COVID, I couldn't open my left hand. I closed out my salon. I stopped taking my clients. I let go of all my clientele. And that took a huge hit for my ego. And I'm sharing that with you because sometimes our ego, when you want to change, when you want to evolve your life, your ego is going to try to stop you, make you feel bad, like you're unworthy of having certain things. And that's why I wanted to share it with you, because it's not true. Like, it really is not true when you think about that, or when you start feeling that, or your thoughts start coming in. Please, like, really be gentle with yourself and give yourself the grace that it's not true. Like, you're doing the best you can, and you're being brave and courageous by doing the change. So during that time, I was beating myself up. I didn't feel like I was a true hairstylist. I didn't feel like I was worthy of anything. And I was able to heal my hand. I went through like 11 months of therapy to learn how to reopen and, you know, get the strength back on my left hand. And that was a really hard time for me. It was one of my lowest moments, I thought. This is no longer my lowest. I've had other ones. But it gave me the bravery to really think about what I wanted to do. And I'm sharing this with you because I don't want you to have to be in ICU with your child. I don't want you to have to like lose like, you know, function of your hand to realize what's next for you. And this is what a part where I really want to have an open heart and share with you what it took for me to actually do that. It took a lot. It wasn't easy. It wasn't that I wanted to. I really feel like the universe kind of had to really shake me up. And I'm sharing that with you because one of you need to listen to this. If you're listening to this episode is for you. It was meant for you to listen to this story today. And so in January of 2022, after all that ordeal, I decided I was going to try one last time. The original remodel wasn't like really done well. So we had to like redo everything. I gutted everything. I took the top. Everything. We had to redo the roof, everything you can imagine. We took it down to zero and started all over. And I was going to go again through the whole licensing thing and the whole thing because I had let go of all my licenses. I've also have had a license to do hair out of home. So I've had a home salon. I've had a mobile salon. So I said it one last time. Although I was scared that people may hate on me. Although I was scared that people may go and fucking try to shut me down again through state board. I was like, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to do this. This is my last final shot. And if it doesn't work out, then I'm leaving the industry. And so be it. But I did it with a big try. And I went public with it. I want to share that with you because it was really hard to go public with it, but I had to be courageous and be willing to change and pivot my business. And I was willing to share what work it took behind the scenes to do. And if you go on my Instagram at Celeste Stylist, if you go back to 2022, you can see the videos of like all the freaking work that it took to do what we did. And I'm so proud of myself and I'm so proud of my husband and also the three contractors that work with me for my vision to getting things done and to really like giving me so much knowledge about this. Like it just made it so much easier. So I'm super grateful for them. But I did it publicly and I was willing to fail. And I want to share that with you because people attach failing like it's a bad thing. I want you to imagine it's your first day of beauty school, the first day you got training when you were learning your beauty service skill. Were you 100% like you are today? Were you as good as you are today? Probably not. You probably had a learning curve. You have maybe made mistakes along the way. And we beat ourselves up because we think we suck and we think that we're going to lose our business and we're not worthy enough. Failing is what helps us get up and get better. The moment that your mind starts changing and starts seeing like, if I fail, I learn something. And as long as you have the mind of like, okay, I learned something, turn it into a positive and I'm going to know not to do that again. Then you're winning. That failure is an amazing lesson. It's going to make you be more productive. It's going to become even a better person, a better business person as well. Okay, so we have to start thinking our mind like that. I got licensed. So I got my license mobile salon again. And I got it up and running and I've been good. And, you know, it was really hard. For 2022, I had to really like, you know, because by the time all that stuff was done, we're like going into July and I had to rebuild my business. And I want to share with you because letting go of your whole book of business that had been starting from 2018 to 2020 and then in 2021, letting go of everything took a huge toll on me, not just financially, but also like spiritually because I had worked so hard to be there. But I want to share this part of the story. I went through the change and pivot and I'm like, if I want different results, I need to pivot and change and do something different. And that's what I did. I started doing my photo booth. People wanted to use it as a photo booth. So I started having people rent it out for events and I started having people rent it out for a photo shoot. And, you know, and this year I had a photo shoot and then I had another special photo shoot, you know, and I'm doing weddings and like this Saturday it's going on location. And I also do it on, I've done it for other weddings on location and sometimes they don't need the mobile. So I was able, because I was willing to pivot, all these little opportunities started coming and I was able to make income in other ways. But I didn't know that was going to happen. And that's what I want to share with you, because nobody really tells us that. Sometimes we think people have this master plan and they go in all in and they have this like map and this road of how it's going to work out. And that's not how it goes. For me, it was really like, are you willing to change? Are you willing to pivot? Are you willing to do the things that nobody else is doing so that you can go to another level? So that you can put yourself in uncomfortable situations? I am a homebody. I am very protective of my energy. So for me to be able to put myself out there takes a lot. Okay. Like I feel like but the more that I start making it less about me and more about other people, more about like, wow, it's a collaboration. Wow. I get to be around other people instead of me just hogging all this stuff. Be like, yeah, I'm going to do all the hair and makeup and be like, okay, I want somebody who loves doing updos. Come with me. And she's part of my bridal team. And then this, she's a makeup artist. We've worked together really well before when I didn't know her. And I'm like, okay, she's an awesome person. Come be part of this shoot. When you start thinking of how to make it a collaboration that everybody can win, when you start changing your mind because of everything I've gone through throughout my career and throughout life, instead of letting all those bad things define you, why not make those bad things make you a better person? So that's what I wanted to share with you. Like when abundance comes in, share it with others. I share it with others because people treated me like shit and people have done the opposite to that. Not all of them, but some people have. I decide that I don't want to be that person. If I have nothing that's nice to say, I just don't say nothing. If I don't vibe with you, I don't feel the energy, I just stay quiet, keep to myself. Maybe it's just something with me. And if I have nothing nice to say, I just shut up and keep it to myself. Like, why do I have to do things? But I'm also not going to be anybody's pushover, right? So I want you to start thinking with your business as the long term versus the short term. So let's go into that. So what do I mean by short term in your business? So do you just want to be able to make $500,000 a year and sell it? Is that what you want? Do you want to get as many clients as you can and take all the clients in your county or in your city and be the best and be super booked out and you don't want to give them to anybody else because you're the best and you want to be the one known for that one thing? Like, is that your short-term goal? Do you want to work so hard that you have no time for family or to do anything because that is your life and that's your goal? Like, that is short-term goals, right? Those are short-term wins and you can decide if that feels good for you. And this is not about being right or wrong. This is about like, what path do you like? Then there's the other path. Like, do you want to do the long-term game? Are you willing to, do models? I remember when I started out, I had models. I would do for color $150 when it was really like a $300 service, $500 services. Other people were charging. I was charging $150 to have my models to start getting content. Are you willing to learn how to do video? Like, I didn't take a class to do the videos and the pictures that I take. I know people really like it. Those are skills I've learned by myself by literally doing the darn thing, right? That's the long game. I was willing to put out those videos that were grainy, that were horrible, maybe bad audio, maybe bad background. All the mistakes I've made throughout and I continue to do so help me grow to become better and elevate what the content that I produce. But that took practice. Are you willing to do that long game? Or do you want short game? Do you just want to go hire somebody that can do it for you and you don't have to do it at all? Are you willing to do the long game? Are you willing to change and pivot? Are you willing to really show up constantly so that people know who you are and you can grow like your authority, you can grow your audience, you can grow your business? Are you willing to do that for years? I have had this podcast since 2018. It's about to be 5 years. I haven't hit 1 million downloads. I don't monetize this podcast. I really don't. In the beginning, I think I've gotten like $2 tops on this in the beginning when I did the ads, when it was Anchor, and I decided I just wasn't in alignment with me. I didn't like it. So I stopped doing that. So I'm doing this for the long game. I want to help others in ways that people wouldn't help me. I want to share with you insights that it's not the how. You can Google the how. I want to share with you real life experience from somebody who's in the trenches doing the work, from somebody who is not, and forget the trenches, somebody who's really like enjoying her life. I'm living my wealthy, happy life. But what wealth and health and what wealth and abundance and health means to me may not mean the same thing to you. That's where the importance of, are you doing it for the long game or are you doing it for the short game? So think about that. Think about, like, what is your strategy? There's not right or wrong. Maybe you want to mix in between the two. Like, maybe, you know, like, you have to decide what you want to do. Like, in your business, do you just want to get rich? Nothing wrong with that. Or are you doing this for the long haul? Like, you want to be in the industry for a long time. So maybe you want to work part-time. And maybe you want to take it easy on your body. Maybe you want to do only certain services. Maybe you don't want to be around chemicals anymore. You get to choose this. Nobody has to do it for you. You get to do it for yourself because you are the creator. And you are the one in the driver's seat of your life and your business. So the more that you can be willing to be uncomfortable, because I'm still uncomfortable sometimes when I do talks, especially locally. I mean, when I do big hair shows, it was like no problem. I don't know why, like maybe because it's around my hometown. I feel like a little more like, I don't know, you know, but I still do it. Sometimes I get a little butterflies before I do my Pinterest live. You know, I have a producer and I have audio and visual support with my Pinterest TV live episodes with Pinterest. And that takes a lot of work and a lot of behind the scenes that goes into it. Like, I just had my meeting today with Natalie. Like, she really helps me. She's my producer, kind of helping me with everything. The show, what we're going to do and everything. My ideas, how to implement them and everything. So that takes work. That takes preparation. I'm sharing my ideas with somebody where she's helping me execute them, right? So this is the things where I'm trying to tell you, like, it's going to take you to getting uncomfortable. Are you willing to be the boss, right? Like, you know, for me, like, honestly, and I want to share this with you, it's like, imagine if you have a producer, like, and you tell them, like, what the show's about and everything, and then what your ideas are, and then they kind of help you, kind of guide you to it. Like, you're being the boss. Are you willing to be in the boss seat? Right. And at first I was so intimidated because, like, oh my gosh, it's Pinterest. They work for Pinterest, you know? And now I'm like, okay, we have a relationship. We're cool. You know, like, this is what I want. This and that. Tell me if you can do it or not. So it took time to getting uncomfortable. For your business to grow, for your business to evolve, are you willing to get uncomfortable and do something that maybe others are not doing? I'm currently doing my remodel on my second unit, and I don't know. There's a lot of different mixed feelings I'm getting. I'm like, should I sell the salon? I kind of want to. But then, you know, my friends are like, Celeste, you should do this other thing with the other mobile. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. Right? So it's trusting my intuition again, because this, if I do what others really want me to do, which I think is a great idea because it has nothing to do with hair, but it would put me outside of my comfort zone. So again, you know, am I willing to change and pivot? Like, you know, something that decision has to come on my own. And that's what I want to share with you today in regards for your business before we move into the life part of pivoting and change. The moment that you start taking the driver's seat and start doing all your ideas and implementing is the day that you're going to start growing way beyond your capabilities or anything you imagine. I really feel like, if I was to be honest with you, and if you were to ask me, Celeste, what has kept you here today and why are you so, how have you been able to grow although all the changes and obstacles that I faced, to be honest with you, is because I execute my ideas. Most of the time, I won't share them. Most of the time, I just do it. If I feel inclined to it, I do it. Tomorrow, for example, I'm going to do a 5-hour day of just doing updos and hairstyles, and I'm going to take pictures and little videos, and that'll be content for my thing. Like, and I just want to practice. I'm doing a wedding this weekend, super chill, super easy, but still, I always practice my skills, and that's something I do before any type of wedding or event. It makes me more comfortable when I practice on my doll. So that's something I do. Like, that may be stupid or like not necessary for some people, but for me, it's important, right? And that's what I mean. Are you willing to pivot and change in your business? Are you willing to do the things that nobody else is doing behind the scenes to grow and to evolve? And I wanted to share that with you because that's not something I share a lot publicly or many see, but if you live with me in my house, you know, oh, mom has like an event on Saturday, so I know she's going to be practicing the day before. Or she has an event on Monday, so she's going to be practicing on Sunday night. And I just do it for comfort. I want to give the best to my clients, the best. And that's part of my service, is also preparing myself and getting in that comfortable zone. So again, are you willing to do the things that nobody else wants to? And are you willing to suck at it? And I'm saying that because, honest and true, I did this does not come naturally to me. People say I'm good at it, but this does not come naturally to me. All of my skills are developed time after time, and I'm always working on getting better. And it's not that I hate my work, it's that I know I can get better. So I'm always pushing myself to the next level, and I'm willing to try things. And sometimes video do amazing. Sometimes video sucks. Sometimes video that think I'm going to rock, they go down. Some of them, the least ones that I expect, go freaking crazy. So, you know, and it's not just about that. I also want to end this part of the business side before we go to the personal side again. I keep saying that, but I really want to share this big gold nugget with you. So if you're distracted, come back to me because you want to hear this. You don't have to do social media if you're getting business out of your website. And I want to say that out loud because if you have a banging business out of your website with SEO, go do it. If you have a banging business just doing email marketing or text marketing, go do that. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing. But if you want to utilize social media like I have, if you want to utilize all the tools as a toolbox, do the content that brings in the clients, okay? I really want to share that because people, there's like so many coaches right now and like do this kind of content, do that kind of content. Do you know what content brings in your clients? I know if I need to get clients, I know what content I need to make. I've been posting on one of my sites because, you know, I have two different businesses. I've been posting on them the content that brings in the clients, and the inquiries have been blowing up. And on the other one that I needed to slow down, I did the content to make it slow down, but also kind of like make good content that's still helpful for my audience. And I'm sharing that with you because you need to know and to start learning what brings in your clients. If doing the reels that everybody else does not bring any clients, why are you doing that? If a stationary post brings you in the client, do more of that post. If carousels of certain type of posts that you know your clients always like DM me or call you after, hey, I saw your Instagram post and it reminded me to like book my appointment, or it made me think of you. Can you do me a haircut? Can you do this? Can you do that? That's the content you need to start posting. And I want to share that with you because I wish somebody would have told me that. That is my strategy, to be honest with you, that I do on social. I don't do what... It's not all about reels, all about lives, all about carousels, all about stationary posts, all about music. It's really about what content does my audience resonate with to book me. Because I am a business, right? I need to sustain that. And that's where my social media part comes in, is like, I need people to book me. My website, I need people to book me. Like, it's all about booking and keeping it fast and easy. So start doing more of that. And that's part of your change and pivoting in business. We are no longer in the seat of trying to be like everybody else, or doing what all the cool people are doing, or doing all the trends. Fuck the trends. Fuck the viral. I'm sorry. I'm being honest. I have gone viral. So I'm not being a hypocrite. Yes, my first viral thing was on Pinterest. I ended up also like going viral, and I ended up in a magazine in India and different things, and a whole bunch of other magazines. I also ended up going viral on TikTok. My first TikTok ever went viral, but I had no clue what the hell TikTok was. So I wasn't able to utilize that because I had no clue. And that's where I've learned so much, you know? So that's why I always tell people, going viral doesn't mean anything. Do the post, do the work, showcase the work that brings you in the clients. Who cares what everybody else is doing? If it brings you clients, keep doing that. Okay? So I had to share that before I go about pivoting and changing. It's changing the way we think. It's changing the way we do things, right? It's doing it for our business. Okay, and to end the episode, okay, let's go into the life part of pivoting and change. The past 2 years, 2020, 2021, 2022, was all about growing my husband's business, okay? Like, I had my business, so I took a deep dive. I've had my health issues. I already shared with you my story, right? So 2023 for me is really rebuilding my business, rebuilding my brand and everything. And also, you know, having a team. Like, I really have a team now that works with me, and I have to take care of them first. Like, for me, like, I work for my team. They don't work for me. And that's part of being a leader, right? people, when they work with you, they need to be taken care of. With our employees, we're nothing. Okay. So we're part of a team. I take care of them. And so they'll take care of me and my clients. They have to be in a safe space so we can have conversations and talk about real shit and be honest with one another. And, you know, also, like, I need to help them grow and evolve. And part of that growing, evolving and change is knowing that they're not going to be with me forever. Like, it's going to get to a point where they're going to leave. And I want them to leave. I want them to outgrow me. And I'm sharing that with you because some of the biggest problems I see right now with the workforce, and the reason why I won't go back into probably working into an office unless it's a leader that's willing for me to grow, is that's the problem. They want you to stay stagnant. Like, be the receptionist. Like, if you just want, if you go to a salon and all you can be is a hairstylist or be like a colorist, why the hell would I stay with you? Like, why? You know, like, why would I do that for you? You know, like, something I'm doing for my, I'm doing like a special training for my girls, well, they happen to be girls, you know, women, the ones who work with me. You know, I welcome everybody, but, you know, I'm still waiting for my other little angels to come into my space when they do. But I'm doing a special training for them that I'm just gifting to them just because I feel like they need that. And they want to, because, you know, they want to learn certain skill that I know how to use. So I'm, you know, and it comes to me naturally. So I'm going to help them to do that. And that's part what I'm sharing with you today is about helping others evolve and grow. If I want my team to be successful, I want them to evolve and grow. So now in life, what does the fulfilling, wealthy, abundant, healthy life look like for you? What is that definition? Pause this podcast. Write it on a notepad or write it on your notes. What does a successful, abundant, healthy lifestyle look like for you? What does a day look like for you? Because I am living that today. Although my business is not where it was a couple years ago because of all my health things, I want to share with you that I got to learn that I can make money making videos. I can make like a 10-second reel and get paid like $200 up to $1,500 for a reel. Amazing. I've learned that I can be part of committees and get paid per hour for my opinion and for my input on for certain brands. Amazing. I've learned that I can teach classes and get paid for that. Amazing. I've learned that I can do coaching calls and get paid for that. Amazing. I've learned I can be an affiliate and they can pay me just for participating and promoting them. Amazing. I've learned so many other ways to make money outside of being the chair. And that's why I'm so grateful for, as hard as it was for my health and all the shit that went down with me, that those skills were learned because I had to learn how to pivot and change in my life. So what does the abundant, healthy, wealthy life look like for you? And I want to share a little bit about mine. For me, it's waking up in the morning. And sometimes I get to sleep in because my husband takes the kids to school. I don't work all the time. I work like 2 to 3 days a week. Most of the time, only 2 days a week. And I only do it for a couple hours. Maybe like 3 to 4 hours tops is what I work when I work. I make really good money. I make more money than I would if I worked a 9-to-5 in an office. That's a wealthy, abundant life for me. I get to pick up my kids from school every day. That's an abundant life for me. I get to live in a nice place where we're safe and we're comfortable. That's an abundant life for me. We get to travel and not think about stuff. And if one of us gets sick or like my husband has surprise surgery, we had money where he could stay home and have an amazing Christmas and buy everybody Christmas gifts and pay for our rent. That's an abundant life for me. I am living, and there's so many other things that have nothing to do with money. Being able to light a candle at night, that's an abundant life for me. Being able to go take walks when I want to. Being able to see the birds fly and look at the color of the leaves change, that's an abundant life for me. Taking a sip of coffee and enjoying my cup of coffee, that's an abundant life for me. Being able to hold space for my clients in a deep emotional space where we can have a cup of tea or have a drink and like connect and talk about other things, and energetically I can try to like put my healing vibes on them. Although I'm not certified for it, it comes from intentions of my heart. Doing aromatherapy, doing touch, that's an abundant life for me. There are so many things way beyond that that makes it abundant life. Having the love of my children, being able to do certain things with my children. There's so much abundance in my life that has nothing to do with money. being healthy most of the time, that's an abundant life for me. I like it when I don't get sick, and I like wearing my mask, and I was trying to keep wearing my mask because I learned the hard way that my immune system is a little low. But we're going to get it back up high and super healthy, because being healthy, that's super abundant life for me. So I want to share that with you because I want you to start thinking what an abundant life looks like for you. For me, it's not working every weekend. No, I need at least one weekend off a month. For you, it may be working 3 days, having no weekends, like, and working full nonstop. That may be an abundant life for you. So all this has happened through the time of having to pivot and change. I didn't learn how to enjoy the simplicity of a cup of coffee. Because I was so busy in 2020, staying up till like 5 a.m, 4 a.m, waking up, taking online courses and online classes. And I didn't understand shit what they were saying. I was just intake information. But I'm grateful at the same time because I learned so much tech from it. I'm very tech savvy now because of that. And those skills I've been able to use for other nonprofit things that I do in my community that I will not disclose because that's my fun. Like, I love giving back without nobody knowing. Like, that's beautiful and that's important to me. Those are skills that I learned through that time. I've learned to enjoy simple, like, cup of coffee and making my cup of coffee and being able to hold it with my left hand because I lost use of my left hand and I had to go to therapy to learn how to reopen my left hand. I learned how to enjoy the simple moments of life because I've gone through hard things also with, you know, and life things, life that happens, you know, good, bad things happen to good people and good things happen to good people too. And some of the bad things have really, really opened my eyes to be even more mindful and more protective and more loving and, you know, enjoy the little things of life. But none of this would have happened if I wouldn't have been willing to change. If I wouldn't have been willing to pivot and to stop being in the anger or fear type of zone and be more in an abundant lifestyle and know that the universe has my back. That everything around me is working out for my best interest and that I get to evolve. And I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you from a space and from a heart of someone who literally has a mobile salon out of a trailer in 1967, little trailer, who had no idea how to renovate a trailer. I've renovated also a home before. I had no idea how to do that. I didn't go to design school. I don't know none of that stuff, okay? I just kind of go with it and learn as I go. I want to welcome you to learn to change and pivot your business into what feels right for you. Please don't wait until life does hard things where it makes you pivot. Learn it the easy way. And know that when I say with easy, and simplicity, I think I should use that word. Learn how to do things simply, like how to simply change, how to simply pivot, how to simply do something new, how to simply be willing to fail so that you can take that lesson and grow from it. Don't make life... As I share with you in this episode, think about the long-term game. Don't make life stop you. Because to be honest, if I would have been in the short game of life and the short game of business, I wouldn't be here today. I would have quit in 2020, after July of 2020, after the whole incident with my daughter. I would have shut down my doors and I probably would be back to a 9-to-5. I wouldn't be the person I am today. I don't think I would be the sister, the friend, the human, or the hairstylist, the mom, you know, the businesswoman that I am today, that, you know, without all those lessons. I know my husband's business wouldn't be where it's at today. I know we wouldn't be at the point where we're at right now in our relationship and our business. All the things that are going on in my life, I wouldn't be where I am today if I was just in the short-term game of business and life. I am here for longevity, for the long term. So choose what you want to do. But most importantly, remember that you are the leader of your life. You are the one in the driver's seat. And if you don't like something, you get to change it. Change is uncomfortable. I've done things in my business that I thought were going to fail me. The mobile salon, I thought was going to be a big no-no and failure, but I was willing to do it. when I got a position for it, when people were being harmful on Instagram, on social, on Clubhouse, on all different things, I didn't stop. I kept going. I grew a tougher skin, but I also grew a kinder heart, because I know hurt people, but I also know not everybody's out to hurt you. There are beautiful people that need to hear your message, that need to see your art, that need to see your hair work, that need to see your hair artistry, that need to see your beauty artistry. There are people who need you to educate and to help them, because only you can do it through your voice, through the way that you teach, your style. So remember that you are worth it, that you are worthy of all your blessings and abundance, and you are worthy of your pivot and your change. We do not need life to be hard. We do not need for hard things to make us change and realize what we have. You do not need to have $100 million in the bank before you decide to live your abundant, happy life. Start today. And I'm sharing this from somebody, as I share my story today, that had a hard time doing it. But now that I've learned how abundant life is and the world is, when you decide to put yourself first, when you decide to do your inner work, when you decide to become a better person, everything around you changes. Not just you, not just your family, but your business changes as well. People can see that, and people are attracted to that, because they can just notice that something is different about you, but they can't really put their finger on it, right? So think of all the people you're going to be able to impact and how your life is going to be able to change when you do that. And just remember that life is life and business is business. It's not a straight arrow up to the high sky. It's more like waves. Life and business are like waves. So learn how to ride your waves. Learn how to change your mind. And how to turn those failures that people call all those problems or obstacles into opportunities, because those opportunities can really change your life. And I'm so grateful to have this podcast to share my message with you. I'm so grateful for you if you have listened up to this point. And feel free to DM me at Celeste the Stylist how this podcast helped you. Thank you so much. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. And remember, long game or short game, know what kind of game you're playing in your life and business. With so much love, I'll see you back here next week. Bye, love.